views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Yes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Have we got a show for you today? It's all of us on, and we're going to be celebrating together with you our last season of The Millionaire Imprint, or our first season of The Millionaire Imprint for Women that began 3 months ago. Before we get into today's show, I just want to cover a few things. We just now finished the Heaven on Earth show. That's on Fridays from 12 to 1, so be sure to tune in then. And one of the things that I was talking about is right now there's so many people that are experiencing huge amount of change on the planet, and it's enough to really take even the most adept people, masters, out of their peace. And so I want to remind people of their magnificence. I want to remind you of absolutely how amazing and how magnificent you really are. And I created a course. It's called The Keeper of the Garden. And the keeper of the garden is you. And through that course, it's a 21-day course. Every day for 10 minutes, it's an audio e-course that supports you to move into your own personal power and discover what your inner peace really means to you so that you can bring that to the world. I remember there was a time when I felt the betrayal and the abandonment and the shame and the victimhood. And that those times were not easy times. That's why I created this course. And it's with my voice and with your choice, for 21 days, you can really strengthen your inner peace and bring that peace to the world. So be sure to go to CorneliaStephanie.com and purchase your copy of the Keeper of the Garden course. And also, if you are a CEO of a company, purchase it for your employees for Christmas, because there isn't a greater gift that you can give to your employees than, or anyone really, than to help them ignite their inner peace and bring that peace to the world. And so one other announcement I want to make, when you text the word Cornelia to the number 22828, you're going to get signed up for my newsletter automatically. So I invite all of you to text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and get signed up for this newsletter, because I always share such amazing free content to my newsletter list, my tribe, that supports people in our evolution and our co-creation of the new world. Because right now our ground is really, really fertile. And everything that we're doing, that's the reason why it's so important to have really crystal clear intentions to bring our peace to the world and to know where our abundance lies. And my co-hosts here that are here on the show today, that's Susan, Momo, Samantha, are all here that have generously invested their time, and they've made an investment with money to be part of this creation. And I cannot thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for how much this means to me and how much movement we've generated on the airwaves and empowered and inspired so many women and men to claim their financial power. So thank you so much, ladies, for being on the call today so that we can really wrap up season one. So great. So thank you so much. And I look forward to our show. And I don't think I told you this, Carter, but we're not going to have any breaks today. We're not going to have any breaks. So we're just going to go straight through and just have a magnificent time. So part of our, I was thinking, how can I do this to make this more fun today? So what I did is I have a little jar. And in this jar, I wrote some questions down. And I'm going to pull a question out and then I'm going to read it. And then I'd like to ask, who is the wise woman that would like to speak to this question? Yeah? But yes, before we begin this, let's go around the circle and let's talk. Why don't we start with you, Susan? Let's talk about what this experience has been like for you, what you've learned, because we know that as empowered creators, through our articulation and sharing our wisdom, that's really how we embody the message. And showing up here over the last few months, speaking what it is that we've learned on a spiritual level to really embody this message and empower others has been so very important, right? And also it's been such a great gift. So I'd love to hear what has been your amazing takeaway and what have you learned through this experience together?
Wow, there's so many things. But the first thing that popped into my consciousness was value. That I received at a much deeper, I think, you know, we're always going deeper and deeper and expanding and going deeper and expanding. And that's been what this process has been like. It's been going in to discover more, anything that I'm remembering or any triggers or any times where I thought I wasn't that, where I got to go in and really, again, claim and speak my value. And that's probably got to be the most, you know, valuable, not only but working with a team of people, which I think is so, has been in the past and still continues to be so valuable for me in my life, how to be with different people, to notice the shifts and changes and the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings that come up with me as we continue to move through this. So I would say really deepening my value and the value that I am to the planet, the value that we are to the planet, because I think that together it's expedited so much. I have definitely gotten into a place of trust even deeper than I have before. And believe me, I trust. And it's even at a place that I didn't know was available to me. So there's many things that I didn't feel that I didn't, you know, it's kind of like when you don't know, you don't know. So that's what I've been uncovering, those things that I didn't know that were available to me, that were possible for me, that were possible for the planet, that were possible for all of us. So to really to discover those and then to act upon those things, which has been really, really extraordinary for me. So I would say, yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and it still is.
It still is, yeah.
Thank you.
Susan, I just want to thank you so much for all of your wisdom and your amazing generosity that you have brought forth here on the Millionaire Imprint and also in the other shows that we've done together in the past. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you will continue on being a living presence with us at any time that you want to come in and share something in the future. I just want to thank you for your contribution. It has been immense. And so thank you for sharing that. How about you, Momo? What would you like to tell us about what this experience has been like for you?
I mean, first of all, my whole life changed. So that's a thing. But throughout that process, the biggest piece for me was really almost deepening the understanding of embodying joy through the whole process. Because when your life is changing, when you're ready to expand, when you decide, when you demand for more, and everything shows up in, you know, multiple ways, ways that you may not even think. For me personally, it showed up in me moving to Bali. And so here I am, I got in yesterday. But within that whole process, how it unfolded, there are things that still need to be let go. There are things that that need to be resolved. There are things that come up, fears, nerves, all kinds of doubts, right? But within all that, what I really got out of it was to truly, almost like again on a deeper level, embodying the joy, even within the fear, even within the anxiety, even within all the changes, even within the times when you're going, wait, am I really saying yes to this? Wait, is that okay? Like my whole life is going to change. I don't know if I want that. Even within that, kind of like strengthening that muscle of focusing on the little joys that sprout out even throughout that. Even when you're in that fear space, there's little things that show up. Like one of my favorites is I would see a hummingbird out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the hummingbird, I don't know if everyone knows, but they represent joy. That's their message. That's their animal message. And so I'll see them out of nowhere. I'm like, what? Oh yeah, the joy. Remember the joy. Or I'll see a rainbow. I had a really stressful week coming the week before I got here. And I was really, I hadn't had anxiety in a really long time, but I was super, super anxious. I'm like, what is this? What is this about? And I saw like 5 rainbows in one day. Mm-hmm. And like one of them was like a double, almost like a triple. Like, you know, those doubles and then like another halfie. And I'm like, okay, all right, Momo, like you're about to change your life. This is, you know, you've got to see the signs. You've got to notice the joys within all this and all the love that you're being showered with, all the support you have. Like, that's where the joy is in this, you know? So that was the biggest piece for me, the joy that really, really deepened my practice for joy, seeing the joy no matter what situation you are, becoming beyond your circumstances no matter what. Which has been a great, huge gift on top of my whole life changing. So
I also want to thank you, Momo, for bringing your amazing gifts and your wisdom to the Millionaire Imprint. It's each of us had their own unique piece, and it's been amazingly generous of you, and also keep a space open for you that whenever you have an empowering thing that you want to share, that there's always a space for you to be able to come and share your unique piece, whatever that is. Thank you, Momo.
Thank you.
And Samantha Blossom Brown.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited that this is, I don't know, it's been a very transformational time for me, absolutely, in every possible way. But a few things specific to this show experience was, it was really nice to have a lot of people say, hey, I listened to your show and it changed this, this, and this. And like my whole day changed. And so I just like, I love that I'm stepping into a way to impact more people where I'm able to leverage my energy, leverage my time. And I've wanted to do that for a long time. And it was like, you know, I just had lunch with someone today and she's like, I've been listening to your shows. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so great. Like, you know, they're not going to text you right away and be like, hey, I just listened to your show. It's like, it's over time as they run into you and see you, you know, then you get to see like, oh, like I spent 1 hour and I created this big ripple effect, you know, and I love that. And I also love that I don't have to be perfect to show up, you know. I think so often as teachers, as leaders, like sometimes we just have this thing in our brain that's like, oh, I have to be perfect before I can create any change, before I can support anything. And that really keeps us in paralysis. You know, it's like, then who can do anything, right? And if we can just come from this space of like, oh, look at what's around me and what can I do with that? Look at what I have right now. What can I do with that? I think we'd all have a very different experience life. And so I think that's kind of what I learned, that it was like, I don't have to be perfect to step in. And I've been doing this for like over 12 years, you know, and it's like, finally, I'm like, oh, like, let me dip my toes into, you know, into like something that's more expansive and something where I can leverage my time. And it's so much more fun. It's so much easier than I thought. And it was amazing to have like this power group of women that we got to work through like our contraction and our expansion. You know, I'm in a totally different place now. Like my studio will be completely wrapped up today. you know, and, so yeah, I think there was a lot of transformation that happened. And sometimes your mind thinks you're going to have one experience or one result, and it may be totally different than what you expected. And then my last point was like, you know, like what Momo said, the thing is like a lot of people think transformation, because you're going to be better on the other side, is all like flowers, fun and easy. But really transformation, there's a lot of pressure. You know, it's like the stone has to go through all that, or the coal has to go through all that pressure to become a diamond, you know? And it's like, we have to move through all that pressure to get to the other side. And it's totally worth it. I wouldn't do it any other way, but it is uncomfortable at times. So
yeah, and thank you for saying all of that, Samantha. It's, you brought home some key points, because yeah, we you know, we had to move through a lot of discomfort in being able to show up and being able to stay true to our commitments when they were financial, when they were you know, being able to put notes together, being able to create the content and put everything together and show up on a professional level with being the voice to what it is that we're sharing. And so it's been incredible. And at the same time, leaning into each other, holding each other, being mirrors for each other, and really showing what it's like for the feminine way. The feminine mm-hmm. way is the feminine ways is where we're all what we're all doing and what we're all experiencing, and that is this loving, nurturing, empowering way that the feminine is now in leadership. And that's why it's so important that we support each other, that we honor each other, and that we show up. And we did this here at the same time while the world is doing what it's doing, and we were also clearing those energies, because the content that was created on the fly through the experiences that of what it is that we were having with the collective, and then what each woman wanted to bring to teach and embody this unique piece. And it's been really powerful, and I've grown so much. I've, you know, learned so much to be able to work together with this group of women publicly together and shine together. And it's just been such an honor. And I'm so much richer. My life is so much richer because of you. And I just want to thank you again for saying yes and for being the magnificent, beautiful women that you are. And I'm so grateful that you said yes to be here on the planet, and that I got to be together with you. So thank you for that.
Yay. Thank you for holding space for us, Cornelia. And then to your point, I just wanted to add that, you know, the divine feminine, it's a discovery process. Like, we really haven't experienced the full embodiment of like that goddess, that divine feminine, like completely, you know. It's like, it's so, that energy is so juicy and potent, and I don't feel like it's fully embodied in form, which is fun because we're discovering it, we're downloading it now, and it's just that it doesn't have to be logical. Things can be downloaded spontaneously, immediately, and you know, and I think we're all starting to get glimmers of that and starting to understand that concept, but it's still a discovery process for sure.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So I'm going to reach into my little glass jar here. This is so fun. Why haven't I done this before? So this is the great idea that I got this morning. And I said, I want to do something different. And so, okay. The only measurement in life that matters.
How did I just knew that. I knew that was coming in. That was me. So that's my topic that I wanted to talk about today. So this again touches on what I talked about earlier, which is when it all is stripped down, when you really come down to the raw, where you are, your center, who you are, what you're doing, there's only one true measurement that matters. in your life, in this lifetime, and that is joy and happiness. It seems really simple and kind of like, yeah, duh, or like, wait, how does that even work? Like, but there's bills, there's this, there's that. And, you know, your mind might be going to all different kinds of places. But really, when you are stripped down to your core, when all you have is left is you, and I don't mean like in terms of physical like relationship, but I mean when internally for yourself, when you tune into you, really the only measurement that matters is joy and happiness, because that is what we came to do on this planet. We came to do a lot of things, but in the process of doing all the things, it's to feel, we get to just go through all the emotions and we get to choose how we want to feel most of the time. So like the emotions that we, all the emotions that we go through are just a guidance system, right? It's just a guidance system guiding us in making sure we're staying on our path of our highest purpose, our highest, greatest joy, how our consciousness and our spirit can expand to the highest degree in the short time that we have on this planet. And so when you, you know, it's like a road, when you're on the road and you kind of stray off the path a little bit and you kind of get onto gravel, that's the kind of uncomfortable emotion. Gravel doesn't feel good. It's rough. It's bumpy. It's weird. You get a little scared because you go, wait, am I going to fall off? Those are the not so fun emotions, right? The fear, the doubts, the exhaustion, whatever it is. But it's just a guidance to show you, hey, you're starting to fall out of alignment. You're starting to fall off that road that you wanted to be on to expand to your greatest height. So all you do is you just have to figure out how to honor that, not acknowledge that, understand that, and then beautifully shift that. Once you can acknowledge it and shift it, like Samantha always says, emotions are just energy, emotion, right? So it moves, and once it moves through you, you're back on your path, and you get it. And that's where your alignment is. And when you're in alignment, you get to feel that joy. And I like to always talk about too, when you think you want something, right? You want a home, you want to live here, you want a boyfriend, you want a life partner, you want $1 million, you want all these things. But when you really think about it and break it down, you want these things because you think those things are going to give you a certain feeling, right? Having a house makes you feel safe. Having a lot of money makes you feel secure and free because you can do whatever you want, when you want, how you want. Having a lover makes you feel loved, right? All these emotions are the end point of what we're actually trying to get to.
Momo, you are, yes. your head system, you're kind of into it. You're running into it.
Oh, sorry. Is it making some noise?
It was making some noise.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
Just to make you aware of it, but speak up a little bit more because you've got me hanging on every word. You've got me hanging on.
Didn't you know?
Yeah, it is a good tap.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, it's just when I get super excited, when I get in my zone, I get really quiet. It's my habit. So yeah, I guess it's somewhat of a tactic. But yeah, going back to the joy, it's all about alignment. Everything that we do is about that joy, wanting that feeling, that fulfillment, that satisfaction, that like, oh God, that felt so good feeling. And so if we can operate from that standpoint, and if we can measure everything from that standpoint, it's like your success and your wealth is measured from the amount of how happy you are. My God, your whole trajectory changes. You start to realize how much more successful you actually are, how much success you already have. And from that space, everything follows. Everything shows up. You just have to keep following that. And for me personally, that's been my personal story. A lot of people who know me really well know me as, they always ask, how are you going to do that? What? Well, tell me. People want to know how it's going to happen or when. And I'm going, I don't know. I have no freaking idea. But that's okay because I'm so happy right now. I'm so aligned. And lo and behold, usually within a day or two, the how is answered. It shows up and I go, oh, so you remember how you asked me how? That's how it showed up. I had no idea that's how it was going to show up, but that's how it showed up. And I just said yes. And that's my life now. So it's a beautiful way to live. And that actually is a skill and a muscle that can be built. We do have to retrain ourselves Which sounds silly, retraining ourselves to be happy again, but it is a retraining, a reprogramming that you have to do. And once you do that, it becomes default. And then it's a forever practice to keep feeding the energy in the right direction, to keep creating and expanding and growing in the way that you want to. Yeah.
You know, what you remind me of, Momo, what you remind me of is the alignment queen.
Yes.
That is you. Isn't that doesn't Momo remind you of the alignment queen?
Yeah. She loves alignment.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I talk about.
You are definitely, you know, the alignment queen. You definitely speak about that. You own that. You embody that. You teach that alignment is your message. And it's been a powerful gift for us to hear you. Many times I would get messages from people saying, I love when Momo talks about alignment. I heard, you know, her show when she was talking about this, and alignment is always the consistent. And so it's always good to know, you know, how other people see us and what they think about us and, you know, how we're coming across, and alignment is how you're coming across, being aligned. And thank you so much for letting go of control and not trying to figure out the how. You know, it's like, yeah, because again, the ego wants to know, how is it going to happen? How, you know? And the fact that you're like, well, I don't know how it's going to happen. I have to listen. Generally, a couple days later, you got it, right? And it's just, you know, it's just the new way, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay. Woo-hoo. Back to the jar. Back to the jar. For those people that are listening to the podcast and are not seeing what I'm doing, and I'm pulling out a question to ask a question of our next facilitator that's going to share her wisdom. Abundance and wealth is an inside job.
That's me. So mainly I was just talking about how a lot of times we look at our external and it can make us feel kind of hopeless. You know, you can feel like, oh my God, how am I ever going to get there? And sometimes what you need is so big that you're like, how am I ever going to get there? Right. But all of that, again, is like the mind, you know, trying to logically piece by piece, think about how something's going to happen. But the universe is so brilliant. I mean, the universe created everything, right? So it's like, you know, if we wanted to create dirt, we can't create dirt, but the universe is like, oh, let me do that, you know? And so when we're really clear, the thing is, it's like oftentimes we're not clear about the message that we're sending out to the universe. So one minute we're sending out, okay, I'm ready to be abundant. I did my affirmations today. An hour later, you look at your bill and you're like, oh my God, you know, like, and just like, you feel all this like contraction. And I observed myself the other day, I got a ticket for my car didn't, my tags were expired, but I had no idea because they didn't like mail it to my house. And I had a split second of, oh my gosh. And then I immediately went to the DMV, got my tags done, paid it off. And when I paid it, I felt so much joy. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to contribute to my city, you know? And it was like, just that like little shift in perspective of, I get to pay this bill instead of like, I have to pay this bill, and how much more loving it is just for everyone involved when I get to come from the space of, I'm so powerful, I get to pay this off. I'm so powerful, I get to support these people, instead of like, oh no, this external thing is taking away from me again. You know, it's like that victim story that we sometimes play out. And so that's why I said abundance and wealth is an inside job, because it is that constant monitor of like coming back into alignment. You know, if something happens, we've been trained to have a contraction feeling. When we contract, there's no universal flowing into our body. And that means we're not allowing the universe to support us. And on a body level, the nutrients aren't getting into the right place. The toxins aren't able to be released from our body. We're not in a solution-oriented space. And so our brain is stuck on the problem rather than being open to seeing the solution. And sometimes the solution is literally like a text message, or, you know, it's literally like turning your head this way and you'll see like, oh, actually I had a pile of paperclips that I needed right here, you know? But it's like teaching ourselves how to be more solution oriented rather than focusing on the problem. And our brain is designed to almost be addicted to the problem because it'll highlight your system almost like three times more when something negative happens. So you think, you know, you think that that's like where you should go with that. But instead you have to slow down and choose a higher response, like literally decide to have a higher reaction. And so that just takes a little bit of slow down. So I wrote, slow down, create the vibration of wholeness in your inner space and in your energy field, and you will become a magnet to wealth. Mm-hmm. So I want to end with that piece, because I think that's huge, that you are the attractor factor. Like you become that attraction force field. And when you operate from the goddess divine feminine, she's just like, I'm so beaming, like goddessy beautiful. Like things just support me and come to me, you know? And like, as I have a lot of things I'm selling at the studio, and I observe myself then, oh my gosh, contraction. How am I going to let go of all this stuff? Wait, expansion. Universe is always taking care of me. This morning, like half of the stuff was just sold, just like right now. And we're constantly playing that game, contraction, expansion. And, but we've been programmed so much with that contraction piece. Worry about this. Oh, I was just listening to the water, our water company, our, Sierra Springs. Sorry, I didn't mean to mention the name, but anyways, and it said on there, it was like, a disaster is just around the corner. Make sure to like get extra water so that, you know, to prevent this disaster. So there's like all these things in our media that's constantly programming us to be in that fear state, that contraction state. And, but it's so subtle. We're not even aware that it's happening. So we have to be the big, you know, take that big initiative to have a different response.
Right. And that's one of
the... So my video just froze. I don't know if you can still hear me.
we can hear you. Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Oh, okay.
And that reminds me of you, Samantha, because you are such a natural teacher. It's just natural for you to immediately be able to teach your solution, teach the piece that of what it is that you're going to be doing, your wisdom, the gift of what it is that you're going to be bringing to transcend the energy of the disaster back into the abundance. And so thank you for sharing that wealth of abundance, because exactly, peace is an inside job, abundance is an inside job, the world is an inside job, because really the world is inside of us. The world lives inside of us, and we are the city of light. We are the city of love. And it begins with our physical body, our temple that houses our spirit. We're the ones that are emitting the frequency. And so that is just a beautiful way to bring that piece to completion. Thank you, Samantha.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Cornelia.
Yeah. And yay! Yay. Okay. What's the question? How to generate and cultivate the vibration of abundance?
Well, gosh, I can definitely speak to that. It is so great, because I'll just share you a little story about my grandson, who is quite a little teacher for me in my life about abundance. And it was so great. He was spending the night, and we were laying in bed, and they get quite chatty at night. He was talking away, and he said something to me that just, it just had me in shock at first. I was like, oh my God. And he said to me, he says, Grandma, what are you really good at? And I remember going, I mean, I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, and I teach this stuff, and it wasn't like it came rolling off my tongue. Like, well, honey, I'm good at this, and I'm great at this, and I'm really talented at this. There was nothing. And I sat there for a minute, and I finally came up with something. I said, well, honey, you know, I'm a really good friend. And he said, oh, that's good, Grandma. He goes, so am I. And I go, oh, honey, that's really good. And he goes, well, not really. He says, sometimes I'm kind of mean. And I said, oh, honey, that's good. That's good that you know that. I said, it's so important to know that. And that it, now that you know that, you can do something different about it. But that question that he posed to me that night was so powerful. I remember the next day after I got into school, I went into meditation and I said, okay, you know the question. What am I really good at?
Wow.
What am I really good at? And immediately I got wonderment was the word that came. And I don't even use that word. It's something that's not something that I speak about a lot. So it was very powerful for me. But what I want to say about that is about how to cultivate that abundance is to really know, what am I gifted at? What are the things that I have to give? You know, what are my talents? What do people say that I'm really good at? What do people compliment you on? And I think that those are really powerful questions to start asking yourself and to start really living from that place of looking at, like, what's wrong with me? What's missing? What's broken? To what's amazing about me? What am I brilliant at? What are my talents? What are my gifts? Who am I here? Like, really, because we all have such a beautiful, I would say, rhythm, vibration in the world that is unique to ourselves. It's our unique gift. So I think that when we can start cultivating and really looking, and if you don't know, and that's okay, because I didn't, it took me a minute. If you don't know, ask your friends, ask your loved ones, ask the people that, you know, that adore and admire you, because there are many people that do, and ask them. And it's not, and it's just a wonderful way to really start to embody that about you, because that's something that isn't a natural thing that we do as human beings, is that we really, you know, as kids, it's like arrogant. Oh, who do you think you are to think you're all that in a bag of chips? Well, you are all that in a bag of chips. And it is important for you to start to look at those talents that you are and those gifts. And, it, you know, for me, I was like, wow, what are those things? And, you know, for me, it's like, I'm just a wonderful, safe place for people. People tell me everything. And I didn't really even realize that. It's like, you know, especially being a hairdresser, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, and I've had people say, I can't believe I said that to you. She goes, this is my first time in, and I shared my whole life story with you. Oh my God. And it's just, she goes, people will say, I feel so safe with you. I feel so, I feel like there's no judgment on your part, you know? And so that's one of the things. So I just really, you know, invite people to start looking at their brilliance and their talents and their gifts and the things that are, that they're really good at, and start writing those down. Really do that, because once you start to really bring that in and integrate that into your being, how could you be anything else but abundant?
Oh, that's good, Susan.
Love, how could you be anything else but abundant when you know that's your beautiful essence to the world?
Exactly. That is so authentic. I mean, and just so you know, one of the things that I absolutely love about you and have from the first moment that I met you, which was, I don't know, over 10 years, 12 years ago, I don't know how long it's been, but it's been a while, is your absolute dedication and inspiration to being positive. Mm-hmm. That really is, you know, is you. Is that you just refuse to be negative. You just refuse it. And not by saying that you refuse, right, but by your actions. And by your actions and by your continuous dedication and commitment to being extraordinary, being your magnificence, being your authentic self. That is you. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to take that in. Thank you.
Yeah, take that in. I want to go around the circle again to have everybody offer their free gift, and please say their website again. So, as you know, because this video and this podcast is going to play, and there will be, the people will contact you even later after you're gone from the Millionaire Imprint. So, but what it is that you're offering, what gift you're giving away, I'd like that to go around and do a big group circle hug, big loving hug. And then I want to bring on Marty Rogers, and Marty is here. She's going to be in season two for the Millionaire Imprint, and she was referred by Samantha. I'm so grateful that Samantha put us in contact, because she was exactly perfect. So perfect. And so I can't wait to introduce you to her. Her next show, her first show, premieres next week, Friday. So I'm so grateful. So let's go around right now, and let's start with you, Susan. Since we're
okay, great. I would love to. Yes, you know, because what I'm so excited about right now is about people really being masterful in their life, about how they're using their energy. And so what I would love to offer is I'm accepting 3 30-minute free self-empowerment, self-mastery consultations. And you will have to email me at susan@susanglavin.com to get that. And you can also reach me by going to my website, which is susanglavin.com.
Thanks, honey. Thank you. Yay. And everybody, take advantage of these amazing gifts. You can take advantage of, I mean, normally it would take 4 shows. If I were you, I would do all of them, and you're going to get amazing gifts. How about you, Samantha?
I have a 30-minute free soul discovery call that's available just so we can chat and meet, and I might be able to give you some cool strategies if you let me know, you know, what your money issues are, what your money topics are. I'll just give you like a few little meditations or self-reflection pieces that you can work through. And you can either email me at love@samanthablossom.com, or you can book directly from www.samanthablossom.com. And also soon, you know, I've been talking about it for a while, but the studio has taken up a lot of energy. But the money mirror will be available soon. The videos are loaded. We just need the sheets in there. So it's almost there.
Yay. Congratulations, Samantha. First of all, on closing out the studio, I know that was because prior to the Millionaire Imprint rolling out, the studio wasn't for sale yet, FYI.
No. Yeah.
And that hadn't happened. And that was less than 3 months ago. And now, you know, through this experience, you've also sold your studio and are starting a whole new chapter, a whole new book in your life. And so congratulations on that. And thank you so much again. And so awesome. How about you, Momo?
So I am doing a 20 to 30 minute soul alignment call. So what that is basically I will tune in with you and we would talk, we would connect and see where you're actually out of alignment in your life, what part of your life that you're in out of alignment, what needs to happen so that you can get into alignment and keep practicing that, so that the areas of your life that you want to change can actually shift and transform in a huge way. And you can find me at momoyasutake.com, MOMOYASUTAKE.com. And you can book your consult there, or you can also direct message me on Instagram, because I'm on that thing all the time, and that's probably the fastest way you can get a hold of me. My handle name is Momo Juliet. That's with one T, so MOMOJULIET.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And so I'm offering 5 people the Keeper of the Garden course for free. And so email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and write in the subject line, Keeper of the Garden. Go to my... text. This is so cool. I'm just like, oh my God. Text the word Cornelia to 22828, and you're going to get automatically signed up for my newsletter, and so that you can stay in contact with all the amazing content that I always share in my tribe, and also with my podcast and the people that I bring on, because the people that I bring on really are the way showers and the path pavers in the world. They're the ones that are the change makers, and they're here to help us shift and move into our rightful place. And there's so many gifts and tools that they share, and I just love shining the light on them. And that's part of my my gift, is being able to together work with them. So
Wow, what a time, ladies. Let's do, you know, a group hug.
That was awesome.
Hug. Oh, people are so awesome. Thank you so much for you know, being here. And now that we have successfully ended season one, will you please help me welcome our new season two of the Millionaire Imprint? And what this season is going to be about is going to be about really teaching us and educating us on what to do with our money, how to invest, really how to invest. Now that we've really cleared the path and we've really cleared our ancestral lineages and we've cleared our emotional relationship with money, now we're going to meet the second phase of women that are going to come in and that are going to teach us on how to invest, how to build our legacies, and you know, how to make our money grow so that we can have strong foundational footprints that are going to support us. Because really the question is, where are you going to be in 15 years from now? Where do you want to be in 15 years from now? I was asking myself that question the other day. And in 15 years from now, I'm going to be 70. And I want to tell you that, wow, that was an amazing, mind-blowing thing. I don't have a problem with saying that out loud simply because I feel beautiful. And I feel very okay with where I am. And I feel okay with my age and all of that. But a lot of people are not in that space. And so get into the space of really feeling that acceptance of where you are and start making choices today that really support you, that support your foundation, so that when life happens, because life is going to happen, and that you are prepared to be able to deal with it in a way that your lifestyle too much doesn't have to change as the world around you is changing. And so, Marty Rogers, welcome to season two for the Millionaire Imprint. And
hey, Marty.
Marty.
Thank you so much. Tell our listeners, tell our audience what we can expect from you over the next 3 months.
Well, you know, it's just a beautiful transition from what's already been shared today. It's like really empowering ourselves from a core. And, you know, what women face is tremendous, we're equipped with tremendous power, but with that comes, you know, understanding, responsibility, awareness. And the key is what I'm bringing as an advocate is to really empower people, and women especially, to get a strong financial understanding from a very core basic perspective. You know, as we've spoken the last time, 95% of us at some point will be the primary financial decision maker for our family in our lifetime. And as well as that, we make or influence like 80 to 90% of the financial decisions. And like I said, in spite of that capacity and the power, there's a lot of uncertainty. And so what I'm bringing is I'm drawing from my own experience. I've experienced some uncertainties that were really unexpected, and I wasn't prepared for it. And I thought I was pretty savvy. And I realized I have some blind spots, you know, and they call them blind spots for a reason, you know, because we're not aware of what we don't know. And so I just love this forum, how we can come together and bring our truth, our message, our expansion, and to really, you know, empower ourselves and each other to focus on building legacy. And with that, inspiring our families, our children, our loved ones to get behind that as well. Because if it's not legacy based and transferable, it's not going to stay alive. And this momentum, I'm super excited about. And the universe is bringing to me other messengers to join forces. And it's a very natural, beautiful thing. So thank you for this moment and sharing what you have shared. So I'm very excited about the future.
Thank you so much, Marty. It's going to be wonderful this next season that rolls out. And I ask that you ladies continue on supporting us, supporting the Millionaire Imprint and sharing our podcasts with your social media, with your tribe, so that we can continue the momentum. Just prior to this show today, I was just interviewing Kelly Gushy, and Kelly was giving me, I don't remember the statistic because I didn't have enough time to write it down or even put it to memory, but Kelly was talking about, her website is personalfinancewarrior.com. She teaches women how to invest. personalfinancewarrior.com. She has an incredible website, she's won many awards. She's a keynote speaker and teaches around the world, women's workshops and all these various things. But she gave me statistics. She came on and she gave statistics about how women are living 8 years longer than men. That was one statistic, and that's it really important for women to really know that. The other one is that women are becoming the primary caretakers of when a parent gets sick. So that also is the case. And so, which is another reason why we need to make sure that our financial footprint is solid, which is what you're talking about, Marty, because you're talking about legacy and really preparing more, because you were blindsided because your mother got sick and you lost your parent. And, you know, if that happens to you and you actually have to take time off of work to be able to take care of your parent or be able to take care of your children, you want to make sure that you have a financial, that your money is still growing regardless of what's happening. Like I said, when life happens to us. And, you know, now women are much more powerful with money today than we were one generation ago, two generations ago, right? And so now it's really our responsibility to learn how to invest, to learn how to make our money grow. We've moved into right relationship with our money. We still have a ways to go. And if you find yourself in that place where you are at a loss, watch all the Millionaire Imprint shows, because we talked everything from getting a budget, having a budget, to healing your ancestral lineage with your past and clearing the karmic debts. Samantha has always shared many powerful practical tools. Momo and Susan, you can contact any of us, and we're there for you. So just letting you know that you are not alone and that you have the support that you need. And together, we as a collective woman are thriving. And that's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. It is about building a world that we can leave a legacy that we're proud of, no matter what age we're at, no matter what it is that we're doing. And that we create a better environment for ourselves and for our children and our children's children than the world that we were born into. And so this is really, and there's no judgment. It just is, because we all said yes to it. But it's our personal and collective responsibility to move into our empowerment and release the victim once and for all, right? And so we can do it because we're magnificent, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, we are magnificent. So thank you so much, ladies. It's going to be, let's see, Carter, I don't know. Are we, I'm not sure if we're on time.
We still have about 3 minutes.
Oh, good. We have 3 minutes. So final words. Let's go around. Final words to everybody. Momo, you go first.
I just want to say thank you so much for having me a part of this journey. It's been phenomenal. Inside and out, connecting with you guys, doing it together has been amazing and so powerful. And just for all the listeners out there, let's keep going. Let's keep doing this. We're now in it together. We're here. We're all showing up. Let's just keep going.
Thank you.
Yes, I would say the more the merrier, ladies. Let's bring it on. And I would say this, and thank you, my beloved sister, for I would say being in full service of your soul, because that's authentic power.
Yeah.
That's authentic power when you can be in full service of the soul. And I think that that's where we all are. That's the journey we're on. And I think, honey, ladies, everyone listening, you can't go wrong from that place ever, ever, ever. Thank you.
Samantha, 30 seconds. Oh.
Unmute yourself.
Unmute.
Okay, so I'll end with love all of you so you can free up your energy to move forward. Love all of your past mistakes. Love everything. And we are here, you know, like there's different ways to access us, like even if it's not our higher pay ticket, but it's like there's, you know, we're always available. So just please feel free to reach out. Like this is a collective effort. And thank you so much, Cornelia, Momo, Susan. I'm so excited for you, Marty. And love all of you guys out there listening. Yay.
Gotta go. Thanks, Marty. Bye. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks. Bye. See you. Ciao.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful with Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.